Thank you, Rachel, and good afternoon to all. I am Sricharan Bala, and I live in Singapore, a country with a small population of 5.92 million and a very high human development index. Many struggles commonplace in other places are simply not seen in Singapore. However, during the pandemic, some cracks started to widen in our community. One that most impactful to me was when a homeless man with a wide smile told me that he cared not for free masks and did not mind if he got COVID and died. So I targeted this group when I founded Community SG, a ground-up youth initiative. We had three clear goals. One, raise awareness of the issue of homelessness. Two, garner donations to fund shelter maintenance. And three, mobilize youth volunteers for our ground operations. Technology and digital platforms were critical for running our operations in the midst of social distancing. We ran gaming tournaments, used e-commerce for fundraising, and publicized on national broadsheets and Instagram live streams with equal zeal. This bore fruit. We raised over $120,000, made over 500,000 online impressions, and galvanized over 200 volunteers. Yet, there was an unaddressed underlying issue. Without that chance encounter with the homeless man, I would not have developed the empathy to aid the homeless. Extrapolate this to every vulnerable group in Singapore. Empathy building cannot be left to chance in a country of motivated youth. Very pragmatically, these youth are a source of manpower, unburdened by major life commitments. But more importantly, adolescent volunteering leads to a higher rate of civic participation as young adults. To enable this, Singapore implemented character and citizenship education to develop students' values, characters, and social awareness. Here's our root problem. These CC lessons are mostly classroom-based with few on-the-ground learning experiences. Expecting already overworked teachers to innovate is unsustainable. Surveying students also reflected disinterest in these lessons. Foundational life lessons are quickly forgotten, and the immense opportunity of national education is wasted. Technology then presented itself as an opportunity. One of my pandemic outreaches was done on a virtual workspace. This virtual space was designed to resemble the actual estate that the volunteer work took place in, and the results were immediately clear. Students were significantly moved by the visceral depictions and galvanized to make a change. These metaverse spaces were a multiplier in creating gamified alternatives to traditional classrooms, not just as a pandemic patchwork solution, but rather an integral element of the school curriculum post-pandemic. Formalizing this, I started Jalan Journey, a community-focused edutech startup. Now, Jalan in Malay means walk. We allow students to walk in the shoes of vulnerable groups by creating virtual journeys. Students are immersed in these closed metaverse spaces and follow a narrative to learn and empathize with the difficulties of vulnerable groups. We then partner with charities to offer opportunities for interventions. As Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson had mentioned in his address yesterday, humans are filled with biases. We maintain objectivity by consulting NGOs, charities, government agencies, and schools in developing the educational content. All these stakeholders gain from our solutions. Students are better engaged, schools relieve their teachers of distress, and NGOs are matched with ambitious students brimming with drive and ideas. And we have delivered on this impact. In less than a year, we have made an impact on over 1,000 students. Many of these students eventually volunteer with the partner NGOs, and some create new initiatives with them as well. We will be touching the lives of thousands more students in the upcoming year, and we'll be rolling this out in other Southeast Asian countries as well. Now, social entrepreneurship embraces industry for good, but they are also oftentimes a fight against market forces. Therefore, policy support is critical, especially for youth entrepreneurship. Southeast Asian countries have invested heavily in computers during the pandemic, and these enable our educational solutions. Conversely, when more of such technological solutions are offered to educational boards, governments are incentivized to purchase more computers for schools. A virtuous cycle between enterprise and government is then created, and this must continue to be promoted. I emphasize youth entrepreneurship as we are closest to the ground in education and best equipped with problems and the ideas to solve these problems. On my part, being targeted and comprehensive has given my team our successes to date, and we continue to pursue this fervently in new markets as well. The fundamental fact is that every country is at different stages of achieving the ideal of human rights. By empowering youth to make a difference in their own capacity, we channel resources to address specific vulnerable groups. If every student is empowered, Jalan Journey or otherwise, and makes a small difference, this will eventually accumulate and ensure human rights are achieved in their own right or put enough pressure on institutions to prioritize the problem. Technology is a tool, and we at Jalan Journey are the enablers. I would like to thank my co-founders Harrison, KJ, and Sirmin for getting Jalan Journey to where it is now. Thank you all.